Going on a little bit more with this prohibition of Lois Asur, Achir, Vavchim, Achir, Enichem, not straying after one's heart, after one's eyes, is the approach of the Malbim. The Malbim explains that Lois Asur, as it relates to what the Torah says, Achir, Levavchem, after the desires of your heart, occurs in two stages. He explains how in our formative years, in general, we see and experience various things, and we associate feelings with those experiences. It starts with the most basic positive and negative associations, like pain and pleasure and fear. And they can expand to more particular associations, person's favourite food, for example. And once we're conditioned to certain associations, the feelings we associate with a particular experience and a pull to relive that moment can be easily triggered. And at that point, the heart desires the experience and is led towards it. It's the following this pull, which is the second stage of straying after one's heart. So what does that mean? It means that Lois Asur guides us not only to avoid thoughts that lead to avirus, but also to work through a person's own inner bias, their own system of associations, so that we're in greater control of the triggers that generate desire. And in that way, we address the root of our problems, which was developed in our formative years. So you can question, so why do I desire this thing? Do I truly desire it? Or am I literally just chasing my conditioned association of the good feeling with that experience? This is something we need to develop perhaps at a later stage, but it means going back to basics. Do I really want this? Do I really need this? Why is it making me feel good? There's another approach as well, which is that Rabbi Yonah explains that Lois Asur includes planning or scheming to do any kind of avir. So again, it's the stage before doing something wrong. The Sefer Chinuch explains that Lois Asur is one of the Shesh Mitzvahs to Midyas. It's one of the six constant mitzvahs. Because we always need to be vigilant, because the temptation to stray from the Torah, stray from the path, is always there. It's always lurking just beneath the surface. No matter how connected to Hashem we might be, it's just a reality of being a human being. And being constantly on guard is an awareness of this reality. And the idea is that it stops us from doing avirus. Like Pirkei Avos, it says, Hillel says, Al tamen batzmecha d'yom meischa. Don't believe in yourself until the day you die. That doesn't mean we limit our potential. But it means no one's immune. Even the greatest, Yechanan Kohen Gadol, he's the Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and at the end of his life he becomes a tzaddiki, a Sadducee. So it's the life where you proceed with caution. You feel a sense of vulnerability, what it means to be a human being. You never rest on your laurels. And you're always vigilant for spiritual challenges. So Lois Asur, therefore, means when we're thinking or contemplating or reading things that have hashkafas and that come contrary to the Torah, or we're engaged in a physical, mundane experience that we disconnect from Hashem, or perhaps even seeing things that are liable to remove our focus from Hashem, Lois Asur includes all of those things.